I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. By now you know you may have existing coverage for car rentals, but do you know exactly what's not included in that policy? The most common ways to protect your car are through a credit card or personal auto insurance. To enable this, you have to physically decline the rental car company's policy at the counter. But if you're relying on your credit card coverage, make sure to pay for that rental with that card. And, depending on the card or personal auto policy, you may not be covered for something called loss of use. That's a fee levied by the car rental company for the days a car is out of commission. So you need to ask your auto insurance provider if you can add non-ownership coverage, which would cover that loss of use fee, and may even lower your deductible if the car is damaged. Remember, many insurance policies are only effective for up to 15 days for domestic rentals, and 31 days internationally. And most personal auto insurance does not apply internationally. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.